Salam everyone. I will read in the Thus Speaks Maitreya on Communities of Light. And I am in chapter The Family. Family. The family unit based on God is the most important aspect in the creation of the communities of light and the kingdom of God. No matter how powerful society looks, how much they have, or how many weapons they might pile up, they are going to be destroyed from within if the focus is not on God, the family structure, and the communities of light. It has always happened in history. Look at the Romans, the Persians, and the Greeks. No one destroyed them from without. They were decayed from within. In the beginning, they said, "We trust in God," and then later on, when they became rich and powerful, they said, "We trust in ourselves," and then the fall started. The house, the family, the community that is based on the spirit is strong. It is a very strong unity. If you have a nice, strong house, it does not matter how strong a storm is outside. You sit inside, warm and comfortable. Outside, yes, there is a storm. You are not afraid because your house is strong. It is built on a good foundation. If someone comes and says, "Hey, let's put this door in this place," and another says, "Let's stretch that wall that way," after a while, your house does not look like a house any longer. It is just going in all different directions with a weak foundation. And because you have not planned it very well from the foundation, it becomes a very weak, ugly house. If there is a strong wind, that is it. It falls like a house of cards. It falls all the way to the ground. Communities of light are based on the families, the married couples. Every six couples gather together and create a unit in the communities of light. The six couples, six women and six men, become one unit. That is not a community of light. They are a unit in a community of light. 12 such units create the first level in a community of light. And 12 of these 12 units create the second level. A community of light is around 2,000 people. Of course, it can be bigger. It can be smaller. It is not completely set how many, but 12 people is the base. For instance, there are six couples, then a new couple joins them. They become seven couples. Other couples join. They become eight couples, nine couples, 10 couples, 11 couples. When they become 12 couples, they split into two units. They become two six-couple units, and they can again accept other couples in their house or their unit. Eventually, when they become 12 couples again, they split into two six-couple units again. So that is how they spread out. The best, most beautiful parents are the parents who connect their children to God, or at least provide them opportunities that they can be connected to God, like finding a true spiritual teacher for them. So if they do their dharma, then they have done very beautiful work and they are the most respected, the most wonderful beings in our lives. There are many, many significances of marrying legally and the marriage ceremony. God wants his people to be married, to be couples and have children. Also, children have a better future in the marriage. They have legal father and mother. It is very important that both parents are present in the growth of the child. The mother is as important as the father in the growth of the child. The father is as important as the mother. You cannot take the children and leave them with the father or mother alone. I know it is done in the West easily. Divorce is easy. Living together is easy. Even a one night stand is easy. But that is not the way God created it to be. That is why he made men and women different. They are equal, but equality does not mean similarity. Men and women are not similar. If you say men and women are similar, then something is wrong. They are not similar, but they are equal. in their physical, mental, and spiritual progress, they have to be provided for equally. If a woman has leadership ability, fine. That person has to be given the opportunity to manifest her abilities. Equality, however, does not mean similarity. And because there is not that similarity, they have to come together and be present in the raising of the child. They both have to take this responsibility seriously based on God's principles. Marriage based on God forever. So again, there is a significance for the children having legal parents, growing in a loving environment, and becoming a productive member of the society. In the communities of light, children who grow in the community and learn in the community are connected with different energies. It is not like having an apartment with just mommy, daddy, and the child where everyone else is out. In that kind of environment, when the child grows up, he is so narrow. His experience is very narrow. So he is of the world or will be against it. But the child who is raised in the community, when he grows up, he is free, he is open, he is much more flowing. That is one of the things communities of light do for the children and their future. Actually, the old society is based on the family. The families are the blocks of the society. If the family is weak, that society is weak. That would be the end of that society. The second chakra is related to the thirst, hunger, and procreation, and also it is related to the liquid factor. We see the liquid waste comes from the second chakra, which is the sexual organ related to procreation. So we see the second seal is related to the communities. What are the communities? Communities are children taking care of your thirst, food, etc. Again, we see the relationship of the second chakra to the second seal. The base of the communities of light is the couples. The children of these couples in the community will grow together, so they create very strong bonds with one another. Probably after a while, many of them will marry at early ages because the communities support them. Marriage is going to happen early in life. See, if a man and a woman marry when they are 16 or 17 years old, when they are together for 30 or so years, they almost know each other inside out. They are completely one. I have seen that kind of marriage. For example, a couple is married for 30 years and the man does this, raising hand, and she knows what it means. She does like that, lowering head, and he knows what happened. They are one with each other. Then put together these kinds of marriage based on God, based on the communities of light, based on the eternal divine path, and you have a society that is very strong. So communities of light will become a very powerful force on earth. Any nation that picks this idea up and implements it is a nation that is blessed. It is a nation built on rock, not on sand. That is why, after a while, we will not have so many lost bachelors or singles with no purpose in life. There is a decision that the single people have to make. Some people have not been born to be married. They were born to dedicate all their lives to do God's will, to do His teaching, to help other people, to spread the message, to go wherever they have to go, because they do not have that connection to the family. They can just live day to day, go where they are supposed to be and preach God's word. Tomorrow, someone is needed to go to India. It is very easy to send a person who is not married. Okay, we have this opportunity. Who wants to go to India? Those who are married say, oh, I have a child, I have my wife, I have my husband, I have this house, I have that payment. But the single person says, oh, I will go, I have nothing to worry about, I have no attachment, so there is a place for the singles. It is around the age of 21, 22, or 23, if you are not married, that you have to make a decision. Do you want to remain single for the rest of your life, or do you want to become a married person? With that decision, you choose your path, which way to go. If you choose marriage, that is beautiful. That is wonderful choice in God's plan. If you choose not to and decide to dedicate your life to God's work, become a renunciate, that is wonderful too. Then you become a teacher or a worker for God. The life of a renunciate means the person who renounces the world and dedicates himself or herself to the work of God. As in the Bible, Isa, Jesus, said, there are three kinds of eunuchs. They are the ones who were born as eunuchs, they are the ones who are made to be eunuchs by men, and they are the ones who decide to become eunuchs because they want to dedicate their lives to the work of Christ, the work of God. The greatest sign has come to humanity to bring the focus back to God instead of to each other. I am talking about future families. If we create more and more men and women who are concentrating on God, they are going to create beautiful families that are based on God. The family is the base of society. The family is like a block of society. You cannot build a building without blocks, and that is what the families are. If the family structure is weak, the society is weak. You have to believe the first step. What we are seeing is the wheat, not the chaff. We are trying to create families that are pure, based on God's word, based on the purity of relationships, based on the communities of light and the eternal divine path. Those things are the base of the communities. You are responsible. You are responsible for your life. You are responsible for the community. And you have to serve in that capacity with all your heart, mind, and spirit. I will continue the next chapter, True Leaders. We need leaders who will pioneer the formation of the communities of light, the process of creating the initial hierarchy and formation of the communities of light can start simultaneously. The coming of the hierarchy on earth and this teaching to bring his kingdom on earth has been prophesied for thousands of years. Therefore, our organization consists of masters of wisdom or elects who have already been incarnated to assume their roles and responsibilities. In other words, we truly do not have an organization in the earthly sense. The organization or hierarchy on earth has already been chosen. The only thing left is for it to be externalized or to be manifested. Those who form the new hierarchy will eventually emerge from the communities of light. These communities are based on spiritual truth, eternal divine path. Those who emerge from these communities will be highly spiritual and chosen. Therefore, the hierarchy will be formed from great beings and the spiritual government will be formed on earth. Let's always go back to the greatest sign. If you meditate and try to become one with God, try to create the communities of light, sacrifice for the communities, become surrendered and submissive, and become a universalist, you become an elect, the sixth seal. Such a people are the ones who will guide humanity to pure consciousness or to be in the image of God. There are many people who have been called to come and help to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. So that is another aspect of the mission, calling those people who wants to do his will. This system is for humanity and the new order of the ages to come. However, there will be those who will help to bring this system to the earth and establish it. They are those who are on the earth, but not of it. In the system suggested by Maitreya, described in the book MAP, the Master Plan for Planet Earth, a process has been designed in which all leaders would emerge from the very bottom of society. By means of this process, their true intentions and abilities would be known. Therefore, only those who were truly equipped with all the abilities to lead others toward harmony, equity, justice, and well-being will emerge. In addition, Another group of leaders would be elected by general election. This would bring balance into the system. By electing persons from outside the system, fresh and new ideas can be brought to the leadership. This would also prevent the system from becoming rigid and bureaucratic. If it, therefore, become the field of domination of a few having all the power, or a system that requires rigid rituals or special behavior to reach the top, room would be left for unorthodox leaders to influence the direction of the leadership by their progressive ideas. If humans understand and accept this truth and this system, and if a social order is established which allows only true leaders to be chosen as the heads of society, per avipras, those who are in tune with the will of the Lord and the state of society, then such a society will be guided toward the highest progress in a smooth evolutionary manner. But if such a society, the kingdom of heaven on earth, is not created, and the human continues with his own course and laws, as has happened in the last 6,000 years, the result will be nothing else but suffering, which will occur with resisting the progress toward the goal of the universe, to become divine. Social evolution comes from the top of society, and it usually does not create friction between the classes, so the transfer becomes very smooth. That is why the paravipras will be at the top of the pyramid. The leadership and incorruptibility of the head of the pyramid is most important. That is the reason why paravipras must not only have the qualities of the four classes, shudras, workers, kshatriyas, warriors, vipras, intellectuals, and vaishyas, businessmen, but they also have to be spiritual. They have to be God-conscious. They have to realize spirit. They will follow the eternal divine path. They are incorruptible. Only then are we going to have the kingdom on earth. The more missionaries created now, the more contactees created, the more representatives of the mission created, then eventually one day we will see the communities of light start popping up everywhere, one after another. Then probably we have to start thinking about creating the first body of elders, and as the first body of elders is created, then it is going to trickle down through the whole earth, so we will create a very strong network of elders, and eventually the communities of light are going to have representatives. Then the mission will become a worldwide networking system that eventually can be a viable system to whatever activity it represents itself as. And if everything on earth starts falling apart, then everyone will see that we have a viable solution for the world. That is how it will be done. We are not going to try to take over the world. That is not the way we do it. We always represent the truth to everyone, and they can accept it or not accept it. That is how it is supposed to work in theory. But what our future is going to bring and how it is going to work out, we will see. Of course, we have to be flexible all the time, work with all the energy we have available to us, and go from there. The elders are willing to, at least, go to the source and break the bondages, to go beyond the little crutches or anything that binds them on this earth, or binds them on the ethereal level, or binds them any place on the path to the essence. The essence is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Fine. It is neither male nor female. It is both. At the same time, he is form. He is visible. He has a name. He is in this earth. He is the essence. That is none of them, but also he is all of them. We revere those people who have lived, live now, and those who will teach us how to know him and show us the way to pure consciousness. Such people are those who connect us to the Spirit of God. They do not connect us to themselves. and they do not become obstacles in the path to God. They show us the way to come in touch with God, with the Spirit. In that regard, communities of light are the most helpful places, because the people will come together and create a community based on the eternal divine path, which is a very crystallized spiritual path. This helps you to know the Spirit, because in the communities there are all kinds of support, so the people will share, understand, and struggle together instead of concentrating on mundanity and always following this and that for making money, which takes them away from Spirit. As they struggle, share, and try, they understand themselves on a deeper level. They become one, as our song Samgha Chadvam says. Let us move together. Let us sing together. Let us come to know our minds together. Let us share, like sages of the past, that all people together may enjoy the universe. Unite our intention. Let our hearts be inseparable. Our mind is as one mind, as we, to truly know one another, become one. I will stop reading now and let the mic to someone else. Salam, everyone.